The man who guided some of the great magazines of America, including the revival of The New Yorker, has died. S.I. Newhouse Jr., who led the publishing giant Condé Nast beginning in 1975, died on Sunday. He was 89. His father, Samuel I. Newhouse, bought Condé Nast in 1959 and is the namesake and benefactor of the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communication at Syracuse University. A man who was well acquainted with the Newhouse family, including S.I. Newhouse Jr., is David Rubin, who served as a faculty member and the Newhouse School Dean for 18 years.
I had met with S.I. on a few occasions. The one that was most significant is that he visited the school in September of 2007 when we dedicated the third building in the Newhouse complex, Newhouse 3, a building to which he and his brother Donald and the family had contributed $15 million. And he spent the entire day at the university and introduced Chief Justice Roberts, who was the main speaker. And I think that was probably the day that he spent the most time with the school and students and so on, at least during the period that I was the dean from 1990 to 2008. I did meet him on a couple of other occasions. We ran a series of breakfasts in New York City about media issues where we invited lots of media movers and shakers, and we held them at one time at the Condé Nast headquarters. And he would be there on occasion and drop in. I met him at some other social occasions. I would have to say I knew his brother, or know his brother Donald, far better, since Donald is very much involved in the life of the school and the university, and we've spent a lot of time with him. But I did know Cy to a lesser extent.
It must have been very important for him to nurture young journalists if he was so involved with the Newhouse School. Why was that so important to him?
I think his connection to the school was very much through his father. He knew how important the school was to his father because his father founded it. And it was dedicated in 1964 by Lyndon Johnson, and Sam Newhouse was there, obviously. And the gift that the brothers made in 2007 for Newhouse 3, precisely the same amount of money as the father had given, $15 million, was a sign to me that the brothers saw the construction of Newhouse 3 and the perpetuation of the quality of the school as an homage to their father. And so I think for Cy, the older of the two brothers and bearing the name, maintaining the quality of the school was very much about a connection to his father. Of the two brothers, the one that was more involved in the real life of students was Donald, rather than Cy. So I can't really answer your question as to why Cy would have thought that this was important for students, but it certainly is for his brother Donald.
What was his legacy as a publisher at Condé Nast? He took some very well-known magazines, reinvigorated some of them, made them very special to readers.
Well, let me answer it with a particular anecdote. The New Yorker, which was one of the Condé Nast magazines that they bought from the Fleischman family, is, in my view, one of the leading American magazines, if not the leading magazine. And it's the home to some terrific writing and terrific thinking. But there was a period of time under Newhouse ownership and before when the magazine was losing a lot of money. And because serious journalism has trouble in this country, as you're undoubtedly aware, And if the New Yorker was owned by a company that was a public company and traded on Wall Street, and for whom the bottom line was everything, and here I'm thinking of a Gannett or a Chicago Tribune and so on, the New Yorker never would have survived. I mean, the stockholders would have just said, why are we spending these millions of dollars on this magazine? What's the point? We have to get rid of it, and so on. The fact that the Newhouses owned it, and they are a private company, and they can do what they want, they don't have to listen to Wall Street, they nurtured the New Yorker. They kept it alive. They invested in it. They spent a lot of money on it. And they turned it around eventually from a fiscal perspective so that today we still have the New Yorker, which I think is an extremely vital voice in the marketplace of ideas. And magazines are almost as challenged as newspapers are these days. And so the fact that the Newhouses do not have to worry about Wall Street and are willing to play the long game and are willing to invest has meant that we have magazines like the New Yorker and Vanity Fair and Glamour and so on that we might not have if they were simply run by a public company for whom the bottom line is everything. And for Cy Newhouse, the bottom line was not everything. And he was willing to spend a lot of money on the design of his magazines, on hiring the best photographers, hiring the best writers, making them look fantastic. Just think of Vogue, for example, which is another Condé Nast magazine. So in many ways, Cy Newhouse was a throwback to a willingness by media people to spend a lot of money to produce a very unusual and high-quality product, and you don't see that much anymore.
David Rubin served as a faculty member and the dean at the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communication at Syracuse University.